Hollywood celebs rejoice after SCOTUS rejects Texas election lawsuit. Clean out your desk and put your fat ass on the street. By Hannah Blow on December 12, 2020. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities gloated after the Supreme Court rejected the Texas lawsuit against four battleground states on Friday. Referring to President Donald Trump as a loser and fucking dummy who should clean out his desk and put your fat ass on the street. The U.S. Supreme Court dismissed the Lone Star State's lawsuit against Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, on Friday, which asserted that the states wrongfully made changes to election rules via the courts rather than through their respective state legislatures. That move, the lawsuit stated, violated the Elector's Clause. The case also argued that the key states violated the Equal Protection Clause. The state of Texas's motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution, the High Court stated. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. All other pending motions are dismissed as moot. Only Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas expressed the belief that the court should take up the case. Trump's three appointees, Justices Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, joined Chief Justice John Roberts and the left-wing justices. President Trump, who once referred to the case as the big one, expressed disappointment in the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case. "The Supreme Court really let us down. No wisdom, no courage," he exclaimed on Friday. The next morning, Trump proclaimed that "we have just begun to fight." Left-wing celebrities flocked to social media to mock the president and Republicans following the Supreme Court's rejection. If Gorsuch, Kavanaugh and Barrett had done what Trump wanted them to do, it would have been 5-4, the Comey ruling Dumb and Dumber star Jeff Daniels said. Horror author Stephen King instructed the commander-in-chief to clean out your desk and put your fat ass on the street. Beaches star Bette Midler, a prolific critic of the president, blasted both Trump and Republicans, referring to Trump as an asshole and the GOP as cowards. "You are a disgrace to this great nation, and I hope and pray you pay the price. Throw these bums out. Forever," she exclaimed. So, those three Trump-appointed judges didn't even side with Trump, progressive actress activist Alyssa Milano added. "That is all you need to know about this moment in history." Will and Grace star Deborah Messing appeared to predict that the rest of Trump's allies will be voted out in 2022. At Ron Funches' public defender voice, "We tried," comedian and King of Queens star Patton Oswalt said. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill referred to Trump as a supreme loser, while True Romance actress Patricia Arquette concluded that Trump lost again. "At this rate, Biden is likely to win," the West Wing actor Joshua Molina remarked. Supreme Court releases pop single "I Would Do Anything for Trump But I Won't Do That," comedian Mike Birbiglia said. Deep Blue Sea actor and comedian Michael Rapaport also joined his progressive allies in referring to Trump a loser, also calling him a fucking dummy. Can't Hardly Wait actor Ethan Embry also joined the fray, posting a meme of a line of people getting slapped in the face, likening to what the Supreme Court did to Republicans. Hudson Hawk actress Sandra Bernhardt referred to the ruling as an hashtag ultimate Trump fail, while Drive star Albert Brooks concluded that it's over. How did Hugo Chavez and the Chinese communists get to Justice Alito? Star Trek actor George Takei sarcastically asked. Grammy-winning singer Richard Marx sent a reminder to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, R., calling him a fucking traitor.